classically in the 19th century, Charles Simeon of Cambridge, who exercised a ministry in the face of fierce opposition, especially in the early days. It wasn't simply that his congregation didn't want to listen to him, they just didn't want him at all. And they actually locked him out of the church. And when he tried to go in and preach, they removed the pews from the church so that nobody would be able to sit down and listen to him. When he had chairs brought in to replace the pews, they threw those chairs out as well. How long did he last in Cambridge? 54 years he sustained ministry there. I suggest to you that is a testimony to the amazing grace of God. Simeon decided he would stop being a pastor when he was 60. Not a bad idea. He said, I will go till I'm 60 and then I will have a Sabbath evening. In other words, I'm done at that point. Given that his mentality was in that regard, he went then for what he thought was going to be his final visit to Scotland. And up in Scotland, as he walked, having come out of a time of real difficulty in his pulpit in Cambridge, where his voice had been reduced at times virtually to a whisper, thus convincing him that it was right for him to draw an end to his ministry, he said that in Scotland, in a way that he couldn't fully understand, he had an encounter with God which set him forward significantly. He said that it was only akin to the healing of the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment. He said it was almost as if that was the case. And he said that he felt that God actually said to him, listen, I laid you aside because you entertained with satisfaction the thought of resting from your labor. But now you have arrived at the very period when you had promised yourself that satisfaction and have determined instead to spend your strength for me to the latest hour of your life. I have doubled, trebled, quadrupled your strength that you may execute your desire on a more extended plan. So at 60 years old, he returned to his pulpit in Cambridge. And he preached vigorously for 17 more years. Preached his final sermon 2 months before he died. In the course of that, he had an assistant, a number of them, but one in particular called Henry Martin. If you know anything of church history and the history of India, and our people are in India today, Henry Martin was a Cambridge student, attended Trinity, became an assistant to Simeon, eventually went to India, where he had a very short ministry. His ministry there lasted 6 years at the most, perhaps only 4. He died at the age of 31. While he was out there, a painting that was done of him was sent back by Henry Martin to Charles Simeon so that Simeon might have this painting of his young assistant. Simeon then took it and had it put in his study, as a result of which, when he went into his study, Henry Martin's face looked down at him every time he was at his desk. And when people would come and visit Simeon, he would show the picture to the people who came. And this is what he would say. Do you see that blessed man? No one looks at me as he does. He never takes his eyes off me. And he seems always to be saying, the years are short. Be serious. Be in earnest. Don't trifle. Don't trifle. And then Simeon would add, and I won't trifle. I won't trifle. What a tragedy to trifle your life away. To trifle your ministry away. When the call of God is so clear, be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. You have a ministry. You have a limited amount of time left. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? That's the question.